Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. Today, my guests are equine-assisted psychotherapist Patrice Wichman and a guest that I will refer to just by her first name, Christine. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Patrice, I'm going to start with you. How do you use horses in a therapeutic way to help veterans?
Well, we use the personalities of the horses and their natural social awareness to help people work on their problems in daily life, work on their problems with people and others. And the horses are good reflectors of how we're feeling and behaving.
What are some of the other problems that a person may have and seek treatment for?
They can come for communication skills, assertiveness, boundaries, anger management, conflict resolution, trauma and grief work, and spirituality.
Horses can help with all of that.
Yes, they can. You know, because they are a herd animal and they're a social animal, they're very aware of their surroundings because they can be prey. And so in that way, they're very sensitive. They pick up on moods and body language. They are considered, in our therapeutic grouping, the horses are an equal partner to the psychotherapist and also to the equine specialist. So the horses are an equal member of the triad.
Where did this idea come from?
This kind of work has been happening for a few decades. And it also started originally with hippotherapy, where horses help folks who have physical disabilities.
Tell me about your qualifications and your experience.
Well, I've been riding horses since I was a little girl. And about a year ago, I had met a couple of friends at a stable who were interested in doing the same thing. So I went to Placerville, California, and went and got some training for a couple of weekends to become certified in what is known as EGALA. That's my certifying body, which is Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association. I was certified a year ago, and I've been doing it about 6 months.
I read something about a nurse something.
Beyond a nursing degree, I have a master's degree as a clinical nurse specialist specializing in mental health. I'm board certified clinical nurse specialist. I've been in practice and worked with clients in the office and did psychotherapy and assessments and things like that, group therapy and individual therapy.
Okay, so you have a lot of experience with psychotherapy, riding all of your life, and then you have blended the two.
Exactly. Blended the two of my passions, what I'm skilled at doing and involve the horses.
Well, speaking of horses, what qualities does a horse have to show to be a good therapeutic equine?
Well, in our type of practice, we use them in a herd that get along. Because what we do with EGALA is we work from the ground. We don't necessarily ride the horses. We're doing interactive activities with the horses and people.
So the horses are loose, the people approach, and they mingle?
Well, mingling is one of the activities that we do. There are group observational kinds of activities. There's mingling with the herd. There are one-on-one. And sometimes we're doing things where we're moving the whole group of horses through obstacles, for example.
One of the things that I know in working with horses is that you can't pretend to be something that you're not. You can't pretend to know something that you don't. They can't lie. And therefore, you have to come together in truth.
That's very true. And that's kind of a key therapeutic component of why this works. The horses are honest in the moment. They're not judgmental. They don't mean any harm. They're just giving you feedback. And then we work with that feedback. And it's also nice because they're neutral in a way that it's not like it's your mom telling you or your spouse telling you. The horse is telling you the same thing.
Don't take it personal, right?
Right.
They're just reflecting what you're giving.
Exactly.
I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. My guests are equine-assisted psychotherapist Patrice Wichman and a guest that I will refer to just by her first name, Christine. Christine, you have experienced this psychotherapy that Patrice and I have been discussing. How did you find Patrice?
Well, it was Providence, really. I'm a vet and treated for PTSD. And one of the things that we do as a PTSD patient is we isolate. My sister's a social worker and a vet also. And she was able to get me to come out. And this was a horse event. And I'm a former horse trainer. And I had to give it up because I had cancer. So I'm also a cancer survivor. And so my isolation, I had lots of reasons. And that's where I met Patrice. And I was not very open to meeting a lot of different people. So my sister used my horse experience to draw me out. So I did. And it turned out to be very positive, and I felt good.
So we were all together at the same event for a veterans outreach trail ride. And that's where Christine was with her family and other veterans. And I had an event planned at Pacific Frisian Rescue with my partner, Gigi Green. Christine and her family signed up to participate at Gigi's for our equine-assisted psychotherapy day.
So how did that experience help you heal?
At the time, before the event, I wasn't really sure what I was volunteering for. And I have another niece that was going through some issues, and she was in a really dark place. And so I thought, I'm going to invite her to go with me. So she agreed to, which was unusual. She had been in the hospital for depression, severe depression. And this event was a turning point for her and myself, too, because I was able to go out into a group of people, which I'm not comfortable with, and also to be around horses. And it turned out to be scary at first. And then I saw my niece kind of open up. And she's so guarded and very barbed. She let that go, and she became herself again around the animals through the exercises that Patrice had organized. The last exercise was where we had to herd the horses to another smaller area, and we were supposed to move as a group, which involves talking to each other, which for both of us was difficult because we're both shy. And we went into a different place, and Brea was able to lead a few horses into the corral. You weren't supposed to touch them, but she would approach them, and a miracle, the horses followed her into the corral, and I was just beside myself because this is a girl that stayed to herself in a corner, much like myself, which I had to see what I was doing to get through life. Something happened, and the horses, it's like she showed her soul, and they showed theirs, and they moved together. And I was very moved and touched, and Brea was the girl that I remembered as a little girl, and she was just herself and not with all the sadness that she was going through. And seeing that helped me and gave me a lot of hope.
Where are you now in your path to healing?
Well, I'm not in my room anymore, and I'm talking to people. And the fear is subsiding, and I'm still a little scared. I think it's a turning point for me also. I can move forward, and that's what Patrice and the program helped me with. I was able to open up in a safe place, and I didn't feel judged.
That's a lot.
Very profound.
Mm-hmm. I didn't leave my house. I was a little agoraphobic there.
You were what?
Agoraphobic.
How long had you been in your house agoraphobic?
It was a good 10 years of hiding and trying to heal and get strong. And there were times when I didn't think there was a tomorrow. It was pretty dark.
That's a long time.
So that's why it means so much. The equine therapy works. And then when I was forced, because of health, to give up business as a trainer and instructor, I had nothing. Except that I was alive, and I should be grateful for that. And coming in, I was skeptical. I have to admit, I had an ego. At first, I was a little bit, and then something happened. The grounding, I think, that Patrice does takes a moment and makes us breathe and remember where we are in the moment. That's what changed it. Plus, putting on a saddle, holding hands is interesting too. My instinct was to get it done, and I kind of rushed through it. And then they stopped me and said, no, can't let go of the hands. You have to hold hands. So I had to get onto the horse using my nephew's hands, handless. And I learned to just give up that ego. In that moment, was like everything I knew went out the window. And suddenly I'm back in the moment, and help me get on this horse. I'm at your mercy. So it humbles you, and you become, you know, you're receptive to the positive things that can fill you up again. And all of a sudden the ego's gone. You're just one-on-one.
Just listening to you, I can see it in your face. I can see the joy and the wonder and the hope.
Yes, that's what I walked away with, that there is hope. It might come back in a different form, and that's okay. I don't have the same strength, but I might have different ones. So I have hope, and that's the biggest gift I think I got from the program.
Patrice, what can you offer the veterans if they don't have the financial means or can't afford conventional treatment, but they are hurting and they desire, after listening to Christine's story, to get better?
Well, we are willing to see anyone who needs to come and be with the horses, and we're all about the healing moment and the time. We accept donations, like the veteran outreach group may be able to pay for some sessions. We are working on other sources of finance and so forth so that we can work on getting our end taken care of. But we don't want to turn anyone away, and we don't want that to be a burden. We are open for business.
And how can you be contacted?
Okay, well, there are two ways. One, I would encourage folks, if they have access to a computer, to look up Pacific Frisian Rescue. It's a nonprofit organization where she rescues Frisian horses back to health. Her property is beautiful, confidential. It's near Lake Nacimiento. And through her website, you can email her. The other way is to contact me at my email address, which is Patrice Wichman, all one word, which is PatriceWichmann at gmail.com. That is the way, and I would encourage people to just reach out and call my home number, which is 460-6512.
Area code 805.
That's right.
Then they can look on the KCBX Facebook page and find you there as well. We will post your contact information.
Okay. Thank you.
What a wonderful service you're offering to the community. When I was listening to Christine talk and the years that she spent isolated, sad, and lonely, it just breaks my heart. And for you to be able to change that around through the use of these horses is certainly a gift that I hope veterans that are listening, they have nothing to lose.
That's true.
Thank you, Patrice and Christine, for coming in to talk with me today. I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas.